It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's gotta be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy.
Hi, it's Tim with iCoat. I'm here to talk about color today. Everybody knows we've been making epoxy for a long time, but not many people know how many colors that we make. We have been into the color industry for as long as we've been making epoxy. I have four different types of colorants that I want to talk about specifically, and I'll go through them real quick, and then I'll explain what each one of them is. These are the dispersion colors. They're essentially a pigment. These are acrylic silicone colorants. We call them acrylics. They're similar to an acrylic color, although it's not really a paint, it's a stain. These are our super stains. They're also a dispersion color, but have a much different purpose in life. And then we've got our mica powders over here, and I'll talk about what the uses of these. But the dispersion colors, as I said, are a tint. So they can be used in the acrylics to tint them a different color. If I wanted to say this a little bit more red, I can take the red and tint that. Or I can put it into almost any other medium. It can go directly into epoxy and be used for a number of different things. It can be rubbed on any cement-based product and stain it. It can be mixed into, again, any type of cement-based product. It's used to tint concrete coatings. It's used to tint things you might pour in a mold. That's its purpose, is to tint. So it's probably, out of everything else in the floral industries, the least used, but there's a whole lot of other industries that use this type of color, and it's something that's available to you for specific purposes. Probably the most used in the floral industry are the acrylic colors. And again, they're a stain, not a paint. So the difference with that means when this is dried, it's not going to leach into your epoxy. So the idea is you're going to spray this out of an airbrush, watered down. I like to water mine down 1-to-1 with the white colors, the white nice light colors. Anything is super vibrant, 3 or 4-to-1. But those are things you can experiment to find out exactly what you want to do. But they're used to color enhance or color correct flowers. Because as flowers dry, everybody knows, they're going to change colors a little bit. Roses go real dark, red ones. White flowers can go a little brown. We can fix that. And we have pretty much any color that you want, as far as the colors that you would find naturally in flowers. So you can help make those flowers look natural without making them look painted, and be assured that it's not going to leach out into your epoxy. We formulated it for that specific purpose. They're also great for background colors. So if you wanted a black background or a pink background on one of your pieces, you just take a little bit of the acrylic color, mix it in with your epoxy, and now it's an opaque background color. You pour it in the bottom, let it dry, move on with your floral block or whatever it is that you're making. So those are used probably the most out of everything else in the floral industry. They're also good for doing a whole slew of other things in many other industries. You could paint with these, you can do fluid pieces with these. There's just a lot of different things that you could do with the acrylic colors. Then we've got the super stains, which, not to confuse the issue, but these are also a dispersion color. Like the dispersion color, they're a dispersed pigment. And the difference between the two is the micron size. So these would be a very small micron, BB, to a very big micron, basketball. So you can see the difference. But what that means to you is I can tint epoxy and maintain the clarity. So these would be able to be translucent. I've got a whole line of these, pretty much every different color, even neons. But I can tint something that maintains absolute clarity. I can see through, and have it pigmented. It's pretty neat. A lot of times river tables will have the smoked background. There's just a whole slew of reasons that you'd want a tinted, pigmented background. The super stains are also used with our mica powder. So mica powders are really popular, and they come generally, like for instance, this is one of our mica powders. It's Copper Canyon. So this looks like copper, and I've got five or six different colors of this. It's mostly used for flooring and things like that, but we don't sell a lot of the pre-pigmented ones like what everybody else is doing, because if, say, I wanted copper, but I wanted a little bit deeper copper. Well, I don't have a little, I've got this color. So if I wanted a blue, I've got that color of blue. I want different blue, I'd have to order completely different stuff. So I'm stocking a lot of different colors, when what I can do is just create it with the super stains. So our mica powders are just white here like this. It's a very fine grind white. When mixed in just by itself, this would give you the metallic, the pearlescent effect that you would see with mixing white mica powder. Now, if I wanted blue or purple, I could just add a little bit of this. So, and I'm gonna show you this in just a minute, but make my mica effect, then I tint it however I want. So with the white and the purple, I can make anywhere from a super light lavender to the Minnesota Viking. So you have complete flexibility to create any shade of any color in your mica effects by using our system. So that's a complete overview of our color system. If you have any questions on that, reach out to us at www.icoatproducts.com. I'm available at tim@icoatproducts.com. I'm available at 602-692-2653. It's my cell phone, text. I'm available to answer any questions that you might have on colors or anything else.